Why is it so dark? And the earth is shaking. It is so frightening. Oh, these last few hours, they've been stabbing me in my heart. Jesus, my son, betrayed by one of his very own disciples. Arrested and beaten. Oh, and that trial. Oh, and the people chanting, crucify him, crucify him, crucify him. On this torturous journey up here to Golgotha. Oh, watching Jesus struggling with his cross. And he fell. I winced at every blow of the hammer on the nails as they nailed him to the cross. Oh, this was too much to bear. He gasped at his last breath. Surely, surely this is not the way it was supposed to happen. And now this darkness. I barely recognize him now. It's so dark. Oh, I have so many memories flooding my mind. I've pondered them in my heart over the years. They're like a gleam of light in all this darkness. Oh, I remember the time when Joseph and I, we presented Jesus at the temple. And Simeon looked at my child and said that my son was special, that he would redeem his people and be a light of salvation unto them. Then he looked at me and he said, a sword of deep sorrow will pierce through your heart. I didn't know what that meant. Oh, but I am feeling that sword right now. Don't understand it. But this memory does comfort me. I don't know why. But there is a gleam of hope and light in that memory. Oh, I don't understand everything that's going on right now. But I know that God is working in the midst of all this darkness.
It's so difficult to try to capture the scenes of that day, the feelings of people around the cross, how Mary was really feeling that day. The confusion in the midst of the darkness, the sun didn't shine, the earth shook, thundering. As she said, is this the way it's supposed to be? Is this really what God wants? Is this the fulfillment of all her hopes? Can't seem to be. Everything is so confusing. And yet, as she said in her words, a memory of Simeon telling her that there was going to be a sword that was going to pierce through her heart. Somehow in that moment, I think there was a glimmer of hope that maybe it's not out of control. Maybe this is exactly how it was to unfold. God said I was going to feel this, and I'm feeling it now. Oh, it's so confusing when you go through the dark. It's hard to see things clearly in the dark. That day was a dark day. We go through dark times ourselves, don't we? Times it's confusing. Times when we can't see clearly. We wonder what it's all about. The darkness. Again, I say it's hard to see in the dark. I left a message sheet with you, not to fill in, but just to be able to take some of these things home with you today, because I want you to be able to meditate on some of the things I want to share this morning. First thing I would share with you is this. God created the dark. It says in Genesis 1, God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So he created night. He created darkness. He created those times when we can't see very clearly. And it's part of our daily life. Because it said the morning and the evening where they were the first day. It's all part of our experience. We don't like the night, at least I don't. I can't see clearly, it's colder. You can't protect yourself as well. You can't defend yourself. You can't see things the way they really are. Things take on distortion. In the night, look at something and it becomes frightening and something fearful. And yet when the light comes out, you realize, oh, that's not that bad. And we wish we didn't have to go through night experiences. But just as God created natural day and natural night, I think it's part of our spiritual life also is the night and the day. We think God is only in the light. But Psalm 139 verse 12 says, indeed the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you. So even though it's dark, God is in the darkness. The day and the night are the same to the Lord. It doesn't confuse him. It doesn't frighten him. It doesn't shake him. It does to us. They're not alike to us. But the scripture says the day and the night are alike to the Lord. We get distressed in the dark. We are overwhelmed in the dark. The enemy exploits the darkness and the times of darkness. Listen to what it says. In Psalm 143, verse 3, for the enemy has persecuted my soul. He has crushed my life to the ground. He has made me dwell in darkness, like those who have long been dead. Therefore, my spirit is overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is distressed. You ever go through times of life where you are distressed? You don't understand, you're confused, you can't see in the darkness, it's hard to see what God is doing, it's hard to see at what benefit and why am I going through this. Certainly this must be outside God's plan for my life, because God couldn't be in this. And yet we're reading that he makes the day and the night. And even though the enemy tries to exploit us and tries to distress us at times of night, the scripture says God is there with us. The Bible talks about night terrors. Job 27 verse 20 says, terror will strike at night like a flood and a storm. I've discovered that if I wake up in the middle of the night and I'm thinking about a problem or a situation or something I have to do that's very difficult, it's funny how the night brings terror. There's something, oh, I can't handle this, I can't do this, or what's wrong, something's terrible, or this is not right. And but I'm amazed when the morning comes and I get up, the problem hasn't changed, the situation hasn't changed, but it doesn't have the terror. There's something about night times that bring a terror to us. When you're in the midst of it, and it's because it's dark, you can't see, it's distorted, things take on much greater proportion at night. In the day, when you wake up, it seems they shrink back to their normal size, and it's something, you know, I can do this, I can handle this, but in the night, it's difficult. Folks, I'd say to you right now, don't make any decisions in the night. Don't make decisions when it's dark. Don't make decisions when you're confused because you're not seeing clearly. You can't wish it away completely because the day and the night are... it's just the way God has ordered his creation, his natural creation, and I think his spiritual creation as well. But here's some things you need to know. Don't doubt in the darkness what God has shown you in the light. And you will. You might have a dream, a hope, a vision, expectation. You believe it's from the Lord. You have a promise that you feel the Lord has given you, and you're hanging on to that promise. And you, if someone says, I really believe the Lord has said this to me, and then you go through the night experience, and now it's not quite as clear. And all the circumstances of your life are actually warring against the very thing that you thought would be there. And I'm just saying to you again, don't be confused. Even though you don't understand, and I can't make out what's happening, just know it's all ordered. The Lord has ordered the day. He's ordered the night. The scripture says, for we walk by faith, not by sight. You're not always going to see with your natural eyes encouraging things that will say to you, I'm on the right path and everything's going well and this is going to turn out all right. In night experiences, you don't have that. Everything around you, you can't see. You don't understand, and all these feelings come over you in the times of night. But then you need to realize, I don't walk by sight. I'm walking by faith. I'm not going to doubt in this time of darkness, this period of my life, what I know God has shown me in the light. I'm not going to do it. And just trust what God has said to you, and just persevere through the night. I was reading a post of Pastor Greg Laurie, who lost one of his children suddenly and tragically, and it really shook his faith. And Chuck Smith spoke to him in the midst of this, and Greg Laurie spoke about this, and this is what he said to Greg Laurie. Don't trade what you know for what you don't know. Don't trade what you know for what you don't know. In the dark, there's some things you don't know. You can't explain it. It's confusing. It seems distorted. And I don't know why this is happening. I don't know why God doesn't answer my prayer. I don't know why I don't see the breakthrough. I don't know why I'm in this for so long. There's a lot of things you don't know in the dark because it's hard to see in the dark. But don't trade all the things you don't know for the things you do know. Well, what do you know? God is good. God does all things well. God works all things together for good. God will never leave me nor forsake me. God's got a plan for my life. Those are some things you know. Don't trade the things you know because there's some things you don't know. Because you need to just persevere through the night. And it's sort of persevering, and you sort of feel stuck, and you're sort of like, I'm here, and I don't know what to do. But then Micah 7 and 8 says this, "Do not rejoice over me, my enemy. When I fall, I will arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light to me." I want you to know that God sits with you in the darkness, in your time of confusion, in your time of uncertainty, in the times when your faith is being tested, and you don't know why it's happening. I just want you to know you're not alone. Scripture says he sits with us in the darkness. We sometimes will say, well, how can that be? Because the scripture says, this is the message which we heard from him and declare to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. And that's the confusing part that comes to us. This is a dark time. If God is light and there's no darkness in him at all, why am I going through this? Obviously, I'm out of God's will. Something's gone wrong. Something is confusing. This can't be. But know this. There is no darkness in God, but he is there in the darkness. You just need to remember it. There's God, to him, he knows. He's never in darkness. But we're in darkness. And he sits with us in our darkness. He's with Mary in the confusion of that day. I can't understand why this is happening. This can't be right. The Lord is sitting there with her. And he is accomplishing something through that. He's at work when we're confused. You know, I think about Peter. They're at the Last Supper. And Jesus says to Peter, before the cock crows three times, or before the cock crows, you'll deny me three times. It was said, Peter was confused, forgot about it. But through the darkness of the night, the soldiers coming, the arrest, the fight was Peter's going to fight for the Lord with his sword. And the Lord says, put up your sword. And he doesn't understand. And Jesus is led away and everything's out of control. We're supposed to be overcoming and defeating Rome. And what's happening here? He's not asserting himself. Something's wrong. He's at the fire. He wants to be there, but everything's happened. Now they're questioning him. You are one of them. No, I'm not one of them. And on it goes until he curses and swears and says, I don't know this man. And then what happens? The cock crows. I want you to know the cock crowing was a gift to Peter. To that moment, everything is wrong. Everything is out of control. This should not be happening. And I think in that moment when the cock crows, he begins to cry and he begins to weep. I think that dawns on him, the Lord knew this was going to happen. It's not out of control. Everything is unfolding exactly as Jesus knew it was going to. He told me I was going to do this. And almost like Mary, when Mary said there's a sword striking my heart, but Simeon told me it would strike my heart. And I think if we can lay hold of the darkness, in the darkness, and sense God is with us, and even though you don't understand it, and this is so important, God is with you in the darkness. He has a plan and a purpose in the darkness. You don't understand, you might fail, but God knows. And he just wants us to sit with him and commune with him and just endure the night. God is at work in the dark. God is at work in the dark. He doesn't stop working in the dark. Listen to what it says about Abraham. When God calls Abraham and gives Abraham the greatest promise that would ever be, that you're going to bear a son and you're going to be the father of nations and your seed is going to be as the sand of the shore and the stars in the heavens. I mean, tremendous promise that God's going to be with him and guide him and direct him. But when did that come to him? Listen to what the scriptures say here in Genesis 15. Now, when the sun was going down, why couldn't it have been when the sun was coming up? But when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram, and behold, horror and great darkness fell upon him. And it came to pass when the sun went down and it was dark, that behold, on the same day the Lord made a covenant with Abram. It was in that dark time when God actually cut the covenant and said, Abraham, I'm going to be with you. You're going to be the father of the faithful. And the promises all flowed to Abram. Where did it happen? It happened in a time of night, darkness, horror, terror in Abram. But God was at work, and he brought something good out of it. I think about Israel being led through the wilderness through the Red Sea and out to the Promised Land. Listen to what it says in Exodus 13 and verse 21. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, so as to go by day and night. They progressed both during the day, they progressed during the night. They were led of God through the day by the pillar of cloud, but they were also led by God's presence in a pillar of light through the night. It said they progressed both day and night. Folks, I'm trying to encourage us. I'm encouraging myself today that when you're in a night experience, in a darkness of confusion, and I don't know why this happens, maybe you've fallen, maybe you failed, maybe you have regrets. I wish this had never happened. Now, all of this is coming upon me. This is not good. This is not good. I want you to know the Lord is with you. And he wants you just to look to him, because he will provide a way in the night. And the things that you think are the darkest actually turn out to be the best. We're celebrating Good Friday, a Friday that was so dark, so terrifying, so mystifying. Disciples fleeing. All the things that happened around the cross. God can't be at work here. And what was he doing there? He was cutting a covenant where Christ came and died on the cross and took our sins. There was something happening in that dark day through those dark experiences. God was at work. I don't understand it. The people that day didn't understand it. They were frightened. They were behind locked doors. They were confused. Nothing's were even their actions were, you know, we have to go and tend to the body. There was no sense of resurrection, even though he had told them. There was a despair, but there was still a love for the Lord, and they were going to care for his body. But, you know, we're going to get to Easter on Sunday. But right now on this Friday, I want you to know God was at work. He was at work. He was doing something. Here's the last point I'd leave with you. The darkness of night comes to an end. The night doesn't last forever. Listen to what it says in Psalm 30 and verse 5. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. It is day and night. But don't get discouraged during the night times. Realize it's during these dark times of my life that maybe I am progressing the most. Maybe it's in the dark time of my life, of my confusion, that actually God is imparting something to me. He's putting something in my life that was going to be beneficial to me. There's something good is going to come out of this. Yes, I'm weeping right now, and I can't keep the tears back because I am in sorrow, I'm in terror, I'm confused. But you're weeping. But it's okay. It's okay to talk to God in those times. Job, in the midst of his confusion and the darkness of loss and family and health and all of the things, the scripture says that he said at one point to God, I wish I'd never been born. This is not good what's happening to me. And the Bible says in all that Job said, he did not sin. He was being honest with God. He was saying, I'm troubled by this. I don't like this. But God brought him through it. He didn't deny the Lord. He didn't curse God. He didn't reject God. He just was honest with how he felt through the dark time. And it's okay to weep during dark nights. But weep your tears before the Lord in prayer. And just with a trust, you're walking by faith. You're not walking by sight. You're not doubting what God has said to you. You're affirming yourself in the Lord. You're holding on to the things that you know. You're not grasping the things I don't know. Say, I don't know God, but you know, and I'm trusting you. And you just persevere. And you know what? The morning comes. The light dawns, and now suddenly you begin to see clearly. And the things that was confusing before, now you say, oh, I see why God put me through that. I see why that. And you come out the other side, and you're not wishing to go through it again, but you say, I'm sure glad I did, because look what we have now as a result of what we've been through. God was faithful to bring us through this difficult time. I hope this message this morning encourages you. Because we're all going to go through dark times. Maybe you're in a dark time right now. And this message is just for you especially. To lay hold and trust in God for your future. I wonder if we could stand together right now. I want to pray for us. I think God wants people in this service right this morning to exercise their faith. You've been shaken, uncertain, and you can't see why all these things are transpiring. But I want us right now just to talk to the Lord and to exercise your faith. Would you join your heart as I pray for us this morning? Lord Jesus, we understand your word. We understand what happened on Good Friday. To everyone there, it was a bad day. But Lord, we see it as a good day. And Lord, I ask that for those that are going through times of struggle right now, and they feel a certain sense of terror, uncertainty, darkness, they can't explain it, that you would just encourage them right now, Lord. Encourage us, Lord, to know that the day and the night are alike to you, that you guide us during the day and you allow us to progress during the night. So encourage us, Lord. May we lift up our heads and look to the hills from whence comes our help. Our help comes from the Lord. And so, Lord, I just pray that for everyone here. Lord, that they would just turn to you right now. And just help us, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord Jesus, I ask. Would you shine your light upon people right now, into the darkness of their heart even? And may there be a gleam of hope that comes through the words of your scripture this morning. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.